I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has asked Catholic leaders gathered at the Vatican to consider 21 action items related to sexual abuse within the church. The Pope spoke at the opening of the summit yesterday. The list includes publicising contact information for reporting cases of abuse, cooperating with local law enforcement, and enlisting experts to deal with initial discernment of accusations. Archbishop Charles Scicluna, who deals with abuse cases for the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, told reporters that his office is preparing a handbook that should be ready for publication within a few months. Among the speakers at the summit yesterday was the head of the Council of Latin American Bishops, who said the abuse crisis is a call for bishops to unmask the deep-seated clericalism that placed protection of the institution of the church above the suffering of victims. Colombian Cardinal Ruben Gomez said bishops must recognise that serious errors in the exercise of authority have increased the severity of the crisis. The synod began yesterday with messages from five survivors of abuse. The chairman of the National Review Board has said laypeople must be involved in a more meaningful and influential role to help church bishops create an environment of safety within the church. Francesco Cesario made the comments about sexual abuse in the church in an opinion piece published by the Boston Globe. Cesario, who's been chairman of the National Review Board since 2013, made the case for a greater role for laity as the bishops work to rebuild trust in the church hierarchy. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has announced he's closing the border with Brazil as a dispute over foreign humanitarian aid continues. Maduro went on TV to say he was also considering shutting the border with Colombia to stop the opposition bringing in relief. Opposition leader Juan Guaido is leading a convoy to the Colombian border from the capital Caracas. The French Bishops' Conference has condemned rising anti-Semitism in the country, as official data showed an increase of attacks prompting new government measures. The conference president, Archbishop Georges Pontier of Marseille, has written to France's chief rabbi to express solidarity. In Paris, some 20,000 people rallied against anti-Semitism, prompting President Emmanuel Macron to announce new measures against extremism. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.